up next, we'll move along to Colorado coach Mike McIntyre. The Buffaloes have won the South Division, also with an 8-1 record, a big turnaround from last season's 1-8 conference record, and they're currently 10-2 overall. Online is coach, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
Press star then the number one to ask your question. Our first question comes from Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, coach.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fine down here in Tampa. Hope we get to see you someday.
Yeah.
Coach, when you came to Colorado, you had a major rebuilding job, not just with the team, but with the culture. How hard was that?
It always takes a while in every phase of your program, and you know, the culture area is where you start first, and everybody talks about what is culture, and you develop that through your players that you sign and bring in, and the guys that are here that buy into it, and they're all speaking the same language, and they're all working towards the same goals, and so it takes a long time to get in the direction you want to go.
Coach, I asked Coach Peterson the same question. In watching the Pac-12 play, the biggest difference I see is almost every school has a top-flight quarterback. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, every school has a good quarterback. There's no doubt. And that's what you have to be successful, to be able to win. And each school has some good quarterbacks, especially in the upper echelon of our conference.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. I'm one of the few East Coast guys that stays up to 1:30 watching Pac-12 football and enjoying it. Do you think there's a West Coast bias simply because people don't see you play enough?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I do know our games, some of them do come on late, but that's also all dictated by television, so they can get all the markets they want to get and get all the commercials they want to get. So I think if you just keep playing and keep finding a way to win, it can take care of itself.
Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck Friday night in Santa Clara.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from Kyle Bonagura with ESPN.
Hey, Mike, I was just wondering what the biggest difference Coach Leavitt has made since you hired him.
Well, you know, Coach Leavitt's done a good job. We had really good players that were young, and he came in and has helped keep developing them, and with him and Joe Tompkin and Jim Jeffcoat and Charles Clark, they've done a great job of all bonding together on defense and motivating those guys. And Jim's done a really good job of organizing it and coaching it and bringing energy. But number one thing is you got to have players, and we got some good players on defense.
Right, especially the guys in the secondary have stood out. What is unique about that group?
They're athletic, they're big, they're fast, they're strong, they have great ball skills, that's what's unique about them. We have a bunch of them that can do that.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Martin Finley with the Tampa Bay Times.
Coach, a couple of questions. One, just talk about the problems Washington presents.
Wow. Number one, their athletic ability. You know, they have playmakers in their return game with Ross and Pettis, and then those same two guys are on offense. They can make plays at any time. Gaskins is, you know, quick as lightning and very, very hard to tackle. LaVon Coleman has really come along. He's a big, powerful running back that, you know, it's kind of like thunder and lightning, so to speak, with those two. And, you know, and then Jake Browning is just so accurate and has a great command of the offense. And then Coach Peterson and them do a phenomenal job of different wrinkles and different things they're doing game to game. And so there's going to be something, going to be a bunch of new things that hit us, which I'm amazed that they're able to do as many new things as they do and stay as precise as they do.
Well, one more thing. For those of us back here in Tampa, we remember Jim Leavitt often fondly. It didn't end the way anyone wanted it to end. And yet at the same time, we always appreciated his emotion, his fervor. Has he lost any of that in his job? He used to run on the field, you know, bonk with players, that kind of thing. Is he still
still has a lot of energy, brings a lot of passion to the game, and is very very thorough and very detailed. And, no, he still definitely has a lot of energy.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, for all the great quarterbacks that you were talking about in the Pac-12 and the spread offenses and skill position guys, is it any surprise to you that the top two teams in the championship game both have the top defenses in the conference?
No, it's not. You know, defense wins championships, and you're not always going to go out and have a great offensive game. I always parallel it to basketball to me. If you're a three-point shooting team all the time, there's going to be a couple nights you're going to be off. You better be able to play defense and rebound. And that's the way I look at defense. Defense gives you a chance to win championships, and I think that's why we're both in the championship game. I think is definitely because our defenses have played well throughout the year.
Perfect. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Jude with the Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach. A guy like Sefo Lufau has obviously been through so much in his career, playing as a true freshman, all the injuries he's had. How satisfying is it for you to see a guy like this, have a season like this and all the success you guys are having?
Oh, it is. It's the right thing. You know, sometimes the right things don't happen in guys' careers. This has definitely worked out the right way. Sefo leading us to where we are, he's been our leader. He's been our warrior, and for him to be able to see it come to fruition the way it has, it's just right. And most of the time, the right thing doesn't always work out, and this is kind of a storybook ending, and I'm really excited for him.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Daniel Usman with USA Today.
Mike, we're at a point in the season where you guys have played a lot of big games. The attention has really ramped up on you. I'm just wondering what you think has kept the players from kind of getting swept up and all that.
We have excellent leadership within our team. I think the other thing that's helped them from not getting swept up into that is this is new success. And sometimes you say, well, yes, while we're talking about it. Well, they still know what a fine line it is between winning and losing. And so they understand the work ethic and all the things they had to go into to being where they are. And they know that's how they got here. And it's so fresh in their mind, they know they just keep doing it. Then they can be successful.
Your next question is from John Wilner with the San Jose News.
Morning, Mike. I believe
Good
it's
morning,
about 8 years to the day almost since you came out here and interviewed for the San Jose State job.
Uh-huh.
On a personal level, could you even have imagined that in this amount of time you'd be playing for a Power 5 conference title?
Wow. That's a good question. You know, I always hoped that wherever I was that we would be able to play for championships. And, it has been a little bit of a whirlwind. 8 years seems like a long time, and then also it goes by very, very fast. But I am very, very fortunate and very, very blessed that we're able to be playing in the Pac-12 championship Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Steve Mims with the Register Guard.
Mike, you've ridden quite a roller coaster there with some lows coming to this. I'm wondering if you look over at Oregon this week, where Mark Helfrich, 2 years after playing in the football playoff, is kind of fighting for his job, what your reaction is to what's going on there?
I really don't know what's going on there, to be honest with you. I don't look at any media. I haven't seen anything. But I do know one thing. I respect Mark Helfrich as a coach and as a man. He is a unbelievable person, and he's a heck of a coach. And there's times that you have injuries and you have different things that happen within your team and things in your program. But I respect him immensely.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Fitzgerald with the San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh, good morning, Mike. I'd like to follow up on John Wilner's question earlier. How did your San Jose State experience prepare you for this Colorado job, and in what ways was it different?
Wow. Well, everything's relative, you know, to the situation you're in, but it prepared me well. There's a lot of great people at San Jose State. There's a lot of great young men that I coached and that gave everything they had. And what it taught me is when we were San Jose State, we were the worst. When I went there, we were the worst. There was 121, I think, Division I teams. We were 121. They were terribly academic also at the time. And all of that completely changed in a three-year period. We went from the worst APR to the best APR in the league. We went from the worst team in the history of the school to the best team in the history of the school. And it just proved that if you care about young people, you get young people that are committed, you get coaches, people around your program and the academics and in the strength program and the training room and all that going in the same direction. You set high goals and you don't budge from them and you keep caring and you keep loving and you keep pushing and you keep working, that great things can be accomplished. And the thing that I learned from the San Jose State young men was if they could believe it, then they could achieve it. And once I got to the point here where I felt like these young men could believe it, then they could achieve it. And that's we started talking about different things at San Jose State, about being the WAC champions. And then once we couldn't get that, talked about having the most wins in the history of the school, and they accomplished it. Here we talked about being able to be in the Pac-12 champions, and when nobody else thought we should even be talking that, I saw it in their eyes, I saw it in their work ethic, I saw it in their ability. And they've taken it and run with it. It's all about the young people doing it. You know, we set the standard, but these young people are the ones that have done it here and at San Jose State. And couldn't be prouder of all those men that I was able to work with.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. That'll do it for you, Mike. Appreciate your time today. Good luck on Friday, and we'll see you at Santa Clara.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thank you.